It's one of the largest lakes in the state of Minnesota, and it became the place of settlement for a Native American tribe who followed a premonition to move west. Today, I'll take you to the lake they still call home on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
About 75 miles north of the Twin Cities, you'll find Mille Lacs Lake, the second largest lake, fully within the state of Minnesota. It's about 14 miles across and would take you 90 minutes to drive the highways around it. This was a place that drew a Native American tribe that still lives here today.
The Ojibwe migrated from the East Coast. They arrived in this part of Minnesota probably around the early, mid-1700s.
Travis Zimmerman is the site manager of the Mille Lacs Indian Museum and Trading Post. The Dakota and Cheyenne were in this area when the first Europeans arrived here. The Ojibwe had a reason for coming here, a journey that may have spanned a few generations.
They actually had a prophecy that foretold of people coming from the east, bringing death and destruction. It was prophesied that they should move until they found food growing on the water. And so when they got into parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota and they started seeing the wild rice, that was the food that was growing on the water, so they knew that this was supposed to be their new homeland.
The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe made the area near the lakes their home. In the early 20th century, a site for trade was established here.
There's been a trading post on the Mille Lacs Reservation for over 100 years now. The trading post moved to its current location here on site in 1925.
Henry and Jeanette Ayers began the trading post. It still stands.
We still buy, sell, and trade American Indian arts and craft at the trading post, and we tell the Mille Lacs Band story in the museum, so we're still very embedded in the community here.
This is a significant place of trade and an important site in telling the story of the Ojibwe and the Native American way of life. There's more to the story of this trading post, though, as we travel the countryside at Mille Lacs Lake, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.